Gvuyan Simen Mem Dalet, in the middle of Sif Aleph. So this is in Simen Mem Dalet, the second line on page 146. We had learned before that that if a person wants to make a Shinas Arai, so he has to do two things. One thing, he should put a Suda over the Tefillin Shel Rosh to remind himself he's wearing tefillin, so in the matzah of Avari, he won't be mefiach bekavone. And number two, the shina should be an oifen that is meneach roishay ben bilkov to ensure it will not become a shina skva. How your tefillin kruchin biyoda? He's not wearing the tefillin. The tefillin are tied to his hand. Is then muta lishin bem afilashinas kvak, then there's no problem whatsoever. He's not wearing the tefillin, so even though he'll be mefiach, but since he's not wearing the tefillin, so there's no issa, even though the tefillin are tied to him. Vim oichsam biyoda, what if he's holding the tefillin as his hand? Ve'einam kruchim biyoda, it's not tied to his hand, he's holding them. Then it's also lishen behem afilu shinas arai. Then the shinas arai is also also because if he's holding it in his hand, he might drop it. So, hago v'davke k'sha'ochson b'loy nartiko. He's holding the tefillin, they're not in the tefillin baito. So then we're afraid, since he's sleeping, he might drop them. But if it's in the tefillin baitel, so fill the worst scenario that he might drop the tefillin, but since it's in an altik, and the going, the deal should be found that going, that it's a tefach, so the altik, so me'ikir adin, there's no problem, even though they fell, since they were in a nautic that was a tefach. So it comes out, we had learned before, the person, the tefillin drops, that he should fast. If they're in the nautic, he doesn't have to fast. So here it says, we're not even chayish, they might fall, but we have a nautic does not mean it means the vital that the tefillin are in, not the covers of the tone. It has to be a tefach. You have to have a nautic, a tefach, it says from the going over here. Then it has, so it's considered like a different oil, a different reshus. So then there's no problem even though it fell. Now let us see the Mishnah Berurah. What? Yeah. The tefillin baitel. Matters how big the tefillin are. You ever saw small tefillin? Look at the people who wear two pairs of the father who wear small tefillin. Yeah, so that's it. Yeah, they wear two pairs at the same time. Yeah, but they're small. Yeah. Let's see the Mishnah Berurah. Mutalishan, when it's permitted to sleep, afilu shinas kva, b'chashina bazel la'afocher, so even though he might be mefiach, even she'enam olav, since he's not wearing it, no, it's tight then. Also lishan, but if he's holding it, b'chashina shem b'yiplu miyodoy, b'cholin yin shori, but if it's in a tefillin baitel, and he's sleeping, it's mutal, d'afilu im yiplu, al akark, even though they might fall, in chash kol kach. I'm a birgosh, because of darkim anartik magzik tefach. Os choshiv chatzitze lahavzik beinu lekarke. So the merdik is ach, al koponim, you need a tefillin baitel. The covers of the tefillin are not sufficient. That's called killer, the tefillin fell on the ground. Simen mem hei, din tefillin bebeis ha-kvoris ubebeis ha-melchit. Also, likoneis bebeis ha-kvoris, one is not permitted to enter a beis ha-kvoris, oi besoich ha-ba-hameis shalmeis, or he's not permitted to enter even Arba Amos of a mace. That means he's not going close to the mace. If he's in the Al-Daladamas of the mace, that's called the Rishus of the mace. So he's not allowed to enter, it's wearing tefillin. Bishum Layig L'Rosh. Because that's called Layig L'Rosh. Layig L'Rosh means that he is ridiculing a Rosh, a poor person. So that means the message is, I'm wearing tefillin, and you can't wear tefillin because it puts him in a mitzvah. So wearing tefillin in front of him is called, you're ridiculing him, and that's also. Good. They're part of me in a mitzvah, but I'm chayv. You're right, they're part of me, I'm chayv, but... He's not a rosh. He's not a rosh if he's mechuv. He's not doing it. He's never. But here the rosh is never. You don't have a chiv, and I have a chiv. So that's the difference. That's the difference between you and me. Yeah, I have a chiv. You don't have a chiv. That's a loig l'rosh. Yeah. The mutter mishabur speaks about it. Remain bechusim, but if it's covered, mutter. Now we have something very interesting. Beveis hakvoris. Vafilu toich amois shel mokim hascholes akvorim. Now here we have two cases. We really have three cases. We're speaking about a kever, which is a grave. We're speaking about a mace, and the mace, we're speaking about the mace's mamish here in the room. We're speaking about a mace. And then we're speaking about a base akvoris, a cemetery. Talking three distinct cases. So now, so the Mishnah Berurah says, "Va'afilu toich am dalad ama." Now, let's just learn Elach the Machaba. Also, likones beveis akvoris. So the Machaba says you're not allowed to enter a base akvoris. But what is if I'm an ama away from the base akvoris? I'm allowed to. That we'll see. Then it says further, "I besoich abba amos shel mace." That by a mace, you're not allowed to go to the daladamas of a mace. So you learn the mechaber elach. It would seem as follows: a base akvoris, the whole iser is also lekonis beveis akvoris. An ama away from the base akvoris is mutter, and a mace is daladamas away. That's how you, if you learn the mechaber pashtus. We'll start talking. Now I'll start explaining. He says, now, if you have a base akvoris and the kever starts, let's say, two amis away from the end of the base akvoris, but the kever starts two amis away, so then I'm not allowed to enter the four amas from the mace. That means a kever is like a mace. Gam kein osa. Ilekem mechitza mafsekes beinem. If there's no mechitza, this will be osa. So memele, so be'emison, there is no difference between a mace and a kever. And in the machaber seems to be saying that there is a chilek, that a base akvoris is also, but as long as you're not the base akvoris, is mutter. So v'hod lo'y orev b'yachad, but we just said now, you're not allowed to be dalid amis from a kever also. V'hod lo'y orev b'yachad b'yoyma osa leilich toich dalid amis shel kever oy shel meitz. Das amogin avrom de bo lerameis. He's telling us a new aloche. De mimkoim beis hakvoris velifnim. Now, we'll hear more of the kechadusha. The place where the beis hakvoris starts, which means the area that was hukta lekvoris. That means, Baruch Hashem, the cemetery is not full. we don't hope to fill it up, but Al Kaponim, at the present time, this whole area, let's say we have a Beis HaKvodes, and this whole area was hooked for Beis HaKvodes, we have one cabin in the middle. So the Magen Avraham says, but since this area, from the whole area was hooked to be a Beis HaKvodes, so now there's an issa to enter a Beis HaKvodes, period. Even though the first mace is 20 amas away, oh, but this is a Beis HaKvodes. So in a Beis HaKvodes, the issa is not allowed to go into the Beis HaKvodes. An ama outside of the Beis HaKvodes, no problem. So the Magen Avraham says that is pshat the Mechaba. The Mechaba told us there are two isurim. There's an isur to enter a Beis HaKvodes. That means there's no mason in the vicinity, but it was hooked to be a Beis HaKvodes. That's also. And also, if you have a mace or a keva, then there's a din you're not allowed to enter the aladamis of the mace of the keva. This is the shita Magen Avraham. The Bolaram is the Mimokim Beis HaKvodes will live name the Beis HaKvodes also fellow Lochik Dal Damas Mina Keva. That means he's in the first Keva, he's more than Dal Damas away. This is a Magen Avraham. The Yesh Makilim Bezer. The other are Makilim. There's no such Chaymer of a Beis HaKvodes. There's no such Chaymer. I'm a Biraloche. So Biraloche, he comes out like this. The Be'emtza Beis HaKvodes, if you're in the middle of the Beis HaKvodes, Sheish Kvorim Sovit. That means I have like this, I have a Beis HaKvodes. I find myself now, and then there's Kvorim all around, I'm in the middle, but where I'm standing, I'm further away from any, I'm not in the Daldamas of any cave, but this is, I'm in the middle of the Beis HaKvodes. I did. I went there. I took off the tefillah. Now I'm a Beis HaKvodes. Now, man, not, is that, we're talking about a Kohen. We're talking about a Kohen is different. We'll talk about a Kohen pretty soon. But Al Kaponim, he got there. Now he's in the middle of the Beis HaKvodes, and he sees he has to be there for another 10 minutes. A shot. I should wear tefillah now. Let me put on the tefillah for 10 minutes. So my mail is, so... What? He took it off. He took it off before the, because the beginning of the Beis HaKvodes were Kvorim. Now, in the middle, now I have an empty place. I have 10 minutes. So let me put on the tefillin for 10 minutes. It's not... So that's the machloike. So Magen Avraham says, every area that's hooked to the Beis HaKvodes is awesome. So according to the Magen Avraham, If the Kvorim start in the middle of the Beis HaKvodes, and from the Kvorim till the beginning of the Beis HaKvodes, even though it was booked till the Beis HaKvodes, it's also. That's the Shitas Magen Avraham. The Yesh Mekilim, others hold that it's Mutzah. So now the Mishnah Berurah says, but afilu, according to the Mekilim, if you have an empty space in the middle of the Beis HaKvodes, this could be this is worse. And you shouldn't put on tefillin there. That's what that he's saying. By the Lord, the Emtzah Beis Voshesh Kvorim Sovit Nireh Diyesh LaHachmer Afilu Rochek Dal Adamis Min HaKeret. Ma She'ein Kein B'Soiv Beis HaKvorim The Ein Shom Kvorim. But let's say the end of the Beis HaKvorim. I mean, the Beis HaKvorim is filled. The beginning of the Beis HaKvorim. The end of the Beis HaKvodes, there's no more Kvorim. They eventually could be the beat Kvorim, but Al Kaponim, at the present time, there's no Kvorim. So according to the Magen Avraham, forget about it, that's a Beis HaKvodes. The ancient Kvorim, the Huksa, Kalkal Kvorim, ain't lahachmer midine berochik daldamis min hakeva. So Meikar Adin, he says, one doesn't have to be machmer like the Magen Avraham. That means, I finish with the Kvorim, even though this air is hooked to the Beis HaKvodes. It's you know, to be machmer. Yeah. But Pika in Nochin Shul Yichnis Klal Betzulon Shebaroishoy Kol Shul Levnim B'Mechitzes Beis HaKvodes. But he shouldn't wear Tefillin. That means even in the beginning. Shami Yiskare B'Seich Da'odam Mishalei Zekever B'Litos. Fine. Maybe he might get close to a Kevin. But I'd like to share for 3 minutes a Herakasha on the Magen Avraham for sure. Sefer Kolboy and Hilchos Avelos, he brings down a shaila if a kohen is allowed to enter a Beis HaKavod. The kohen allowed to go to Beis HaKavod. I mean, let's say this square is a Beis HaKavod, there's a machitza around it. This is a Beis HaKavod. Is a kohen allowed to enter? He's not near the Kavod. Is he allowed to enter? He wants to go. Someone else is yoti. He'll be in there. He'll be mispalo there, but he won't go close to the kvorim. Is he allowed to enter? What do you say? It's mutter also. Yeah, you say it's mutter. Okay, very good. So he brings down. This is the sefer kolboy. He's saying very good. Alavelis 249-250. He paskins like that. He says a kohen is allowed to go. The kohen, Alavelis. He says the kohen is allowed to go in. God, it's a very negeya. My shvoger, Ramot Ravod, Mezachayinu Levroche, is nikpar on the square base HaKvaris. And every Rosh Chodesh, before Rosh Chodesh, Sivan, based on it, goes to the base HaKvaris. And I speak there. So I'm in the base HaKvaris. I'm far away from the Kvaris. I go in. What? Later. I go in later. Before the program started. There's no chap. I'm there in the Beis HaKavod. Period. I'm there in the Beis HaKavod. But there's no trees. No. Yeah. So someone brings down that someone asked the kasher. He brings it to Sefer the Dua Yasod the Paskin. Kain is allowed to go in. So someone asked him, I don't understand, the Magen Avraham says in Hilchos Tefillin, I'm Magen Avraham, that you're not allowed to go in to a mokim that's hooked to Beis HaKavod, you're not allowed to wear tefillin, as loig l'rosh. Loig l'rosh? They have 20-20 It's not true. They see from far away because Farai not a Beis HaKavod is mutter. No. Your tells is not so posh. Because if there's a mace, forget about a Beis HaKavod. There's a mace that's not covered. He's not nigba. 4 amas away, I'm allowed to wear tefillin. Yes or no? Yes, a mace, 4 amas. Yeah, you only have a Beis HaKavod. So the Asian is not because he sees. He doesn't see. He doesn't see anything. He doesn't have 20-20 eyes. I'm compelling him to say that. Whatever. But 4 hours away is mutter. Finished. 4 hours away is mutter. So the kids so he asked them. So he says, I don't understand. He now to go into Beis HaKavod according to Magen Avraham. And here you're talking about Kain is allowed to go in. As I said, someone asked him the kasha. So he says the doy saw the what's the name of the sefer Nachamo? So the brings this one to the doy saw the taken. Yeah. He asked this kashe. So he says no, there's a chilek. If Israel is out loyig l'rosh. Then you have to be machna. If the Isser is out, Tumas Koyanim, you can be Michael. Fine. At Kalashayin. V'ayin Shom Sheherich. Yes. Yeah, so I don't have the Sefer. So I had this. I started scratching my head. L'chertz Amod Mechilek. Loig L'rosh is at the Rabbona. Tumas Koyanim is at the Reise. So there, by Tumas Koyanim, we're Mekel, by Loig L'Rosh, we're Machmas. I don't know what he said, but Loig L'Rosh, we're Machmas. Yeah, okay. Does he have a Din Beis HaKavod or not? I mean, he says a Din Beis HaKavod, the Magen Avraham says. I mean, there's no Mason there. It's a Beis HaKavod, it's a Shainosa. And here we say that Koyanim is allowed to go. He makes this chilek. I thought perhaps, I don't know if this is MS, I didn't see the Doya Soda, But could be, the chilek is, because loig l'rosh is a ben odom l'chaveray. Ben odom l'chaveray, you have to go to the extreme. So there you have to be machma. And a base akvaris alone, there's no kvaron, there's nothing. A base akvaris, you also have to be machma. A mokstein, so hukstein, don't wear tefillin and a mokim that's hukstein l'kvaron. Tumis kayanim is then there's a lochet, the old amas of a mace, is at the end of the mace. If there's no mace, nisht, so that could be. But the kids, the ha'orin bothered me, and akaponim, that's what he says. Akaponim, that negeili, a kainis law to go into basic forest. Right. Besoich Abba Amis, because of Atenus the Kainim, the Chol Oisei Cheder, now what's the din of Moigu L'Rosh? Shameis Munach Boi Choshuv, Kedal L'Damish, so my sister's Amur L'Kizach, that you have a big room that is Mason there, and you're Chutfu Dal L'Damish, but you're in the same room with the Mason. You're allowed to wear tefillin, you're allowed to speak to Ivrei Torah, but it's Amur L'Kizach. What are you allowed to do? I'm Chutfu Dal L'Damish, Shalom Eitz. So the Teres Kainim says that Kol HaCheder Kedal Adam is Tomei. So in this Cheder, you're not allowed, if you're out, if the mace is outside, so there's no Cheder, so don't it. Then there's Shir Abdal Adam is Tomei. But if you're in a Cheder, there's a concept of Kol HaCheder Kedal Adam is Tomei. Memele, it's also, Mogen Giboyim Choy Lekolov, because of the Nitoit, it's like Tal Adam is Ayin Shom. Now, Vafilu Kemer Shir Kotten, now, I have a kever of a cotton. He never was chayim in mitzvah. So is there a din of loig l'rosh? Afilo hochi ein lichne shom betvilen b'roshim ishim loig l'rosh. So here the dirsha brings down, the mishmur brought down the svarim for something very interesting. Theoretically, there shouldn't be a loig l'rosh over here because he never was chayim b'mitzvus. There's no loig l'rosh. But there's a svara to say maybe he was a gilgul of a godel. So he has a neshama. He was a neshama of a godel, and the godel was mechuyev b'tefillin. So memele, there's a loig l'rosh. So he brings down, but a kever of Isha, I don't have to be chayish that she was a gilgul of a zacha. So mamela by kever of an Isha, you're allowed to wear to. Yeah. Mutter, so now it says, b'mei mechuse mutter, b'tzav shegam aretzuis tiyena mechuse. Lefichach, the retzuis also is a loig l'rosh. The fichach afa pishem muta lichna is betvila shel yad levado hayavu mechuse the tuna mechuse so ich lizoyer beretua shal etzboi shiti gam ke mechuse you have to be mechase the retua so now we want to din of a base akvoras now let's see base the base hamelchet the base hamelchet now is going to tell us how a base hamelchet looked bizman chazal. Now, the bayis achitzayim, shekol ha'imdim boi heim levushim. Everyone who was in the bayis achitzayim had clothing. Yechaylim l'nir sham tefillin l'chadchil. But let's explain this, and then we'll see the machaba. There were three chadorim in the bayis hamelchit. One cheder in the Beis HaMelchit was the cheder hachitzayim, and there everyone there was wearing clothes. Then let's talk about the Bayis HaPnimi. In the Bayis HaPnimi, that's where the Melchit was. No one wore clothes. Everyone was a woman. Now we have the Bayis HaEmtzoi, the middle room. Now the middle room was like this. There were people who got undressed to enter the melchit, so they were undressed. There were people who got out of the melchit and put on a choluk. They were partially dressed. So in the bayis and soi, there were two types of people. Some were wearing clothing, and others were a woman. And the bayis apnimi, no one wore clothing. Okay, so now We'll just see first the halacha, but now we know what's speaking about. Beis hamechitz, beis achitzin, shekolayim dimboyim levushim, yechaylam niyachshom tefillin lechatchilin. You'll have to put on tefillin over there. There's no problem. Beis hamtzoi, shemiktas nayodim oim dimsham levushim, umiktasam arumim eni yochalanicham lechatchil. To put on tefillin in such a mokim, that's miyuchid for arumim also, is also now to put on. Vimayu baroishay and itzorich lechalto. But if you're wearing them, you don't have to take it off. The bias apnimi, but the bias with the melchitzes, shekol ha'imdim shom arumim, zilohayu baroisham tzorich lechalto. Now let us see the Mishnah Berurah. Bias achitzoin, Shadakim Hoya La'acha Shalovshu Hecholok Bebayis Emtsoi. It seems like to put on a gown in the Bayis Emtsoi. Leilech Lebayis Achitzain Zeligma Halavishim. But they were already, they put on the Cholok, those who left the Beis HaMelchitz put on the Cholok in the Bayis Emtsoi. Umiktsosan Arumim. So you have here, there are two types of people. Yesh oimrim, dimata einsham odam orim. What if this is a room that no one is there? No one is there now. Or there's no odam orim there. Muta laliach baitil tefillin ulevorech. So that means, so you're allowed to put on tefillin now because there's no one orim there, so you're allowed to put on tefillin. V'yesh ha'yishrim, kiven da'amokim miyuchid lozeh, din melchetz olov b'miktosa. Now, so we have here a new concept. We have, let's go to the second day, and from the second day we'll appreciate perhaps the first day. The second day is, afilu, no one is there completely, but a room where it's not, not everyone is Orem, but there are people Arumim there. Such a room is not the cover to put on film. No one's here now. But a room that's miyuchid, that there are Arumim in this room, one is not permitted to put on film. Now let me say something else. We'll see later clearly like this. To wear tefillin in front of an Orem is also. He's not facing the Orem. He's turning around the other way. But we're speaking about an area that's miyuchid for mikzas arumim. So you shouldn't put on tefillin there. But if you're wearing it, you don't have to take off. And others hold afilu. No one is there. But since this area is miyuchid for mikzas arumim, you shouldn't put on film. Okay. Now, Ubeis atvila. Now we'll talk about a beis atvila. Now a mikveh. Now the difference between a mikveh, the Bible will say, we want to speak is a beis atmelchet and a beis atvila. Now the poshet, the difference is a beis atmelchet, there was steam, and there was zuam, and it was hot, and that was a beis hamelchitz. It was very hot there, zuam, that was a beis hamelchitz. A beis hatfila, we're speaking about a cold mikveh. Speaking about a cold, later we'll see if you make it hot. We're speaking about a cold mikveh. So what halacha does a cold mikveh have? Whether halacha is a cold mikveh. So now let's see. Mashme b'taz. We have a machlokes, the Magen Avraham and the Taz. Simen Beit Aleph. The din beis emtsoi yesh lo lechol davar. A mikveh, a room where the mikveh says a din of a beis emtsoi. Let's explain this. By the beis hamelchitz, they never brought in their clothing into the beis hamelchitz. The reason is poshet. Because if they bring in their clothing into the Beis HaMelchitz, it would get drenched. it's steam over there. No one brought in the clothing to the Beis HaMelech. So therefore, in the cheder of the Beis HaMelech, everyone was olim. Then the room after the Beis HaMelech, the Beis HaMtoyim, so those who went out from the Beis HaMelech put on the clothing, the choluk there. Those who are going to go in took off their clothing. So the Beis HaMtoyim was a mocking that other people wore clothing, other people didn't wear clothing. Look at that. But our mikvahs, so it's like a Beis HaMtoyim. Other people, here a person can wear clothing in the room of the mikvah, so there's no steam there. So the Taz says, so our mikvah, you have a cold mikvah. And so in this cold mikvah, so other people are getting undressed, but other people are getting dressed. So this is a Beis HaMtoyim. This is a Beis HaMtoyim. So what's the loch by a Beis HaMtoyim? So the Taz says, a Beis HaMtoyim, you're not allowed to make a brocha there, but if you made a brocha, you were yaitze. I mean, l'chatchili, you shouldn't make a brocha, but the Ebed, you should make a brocha. So mele the Taz says, I'm really kazach. So if a person wants to be toivola, Anisha wants to be toivola herself, the mikveh, so by her, it's a b'diavet. That means, either she makes the brocha, she won't make the brocha. So by her, it's a b'diavet. And it has a din of a beis amtoy. It's a din of a beis amtoy. So she's, it's a b'diavet. She's allowed to make a brocha. This is the Taz. Yeah. The din beis amtoy. Yesh loy lechol davar. A mikvah, a cold mikvah we're speaking about, is a din of a beis amtoy. V'rak birchus atvilun mutar levorech bo, because that's b'diavad. She doesn't have an eitzim. Ayin shom taim. V'amogin avrom b'simin zeh mashme. So now, the Taz understood the reason of these aloches is arumim, mitzas arumim, or not a rumim at all. No, that's what the Mechaber said. The Mechaber spoke about these factors. So Memela, so the Taz says, a mikveh, yeah, mixes a rumim, mixes baboshim. So Memela, so lechatchila, you should make a broch. Anisha doesn't have a nature, she has to make a broch. So she makes a broch, that's the idea. That's the Taz. So Memela, so for example, Afila, no one is there. So we said before, and the Beis HaMtoy, I feel well, no one is there. Others thought, you also don't make a bracha, because it's a mokim that is mitzvah salam. In a mokim avroam b'shem in the mashma, the ba'in bo odom orim mutal and yichbot salam l'voich. The mokim avroam says, this inyan of a rumim, of not putting on salam, is only if there's an olam there. If there's no olam there, forget about it. So if a person comes into a mikveh, there's no steam, there's nothing, no one's there, he puts on the tefillin, makes a brocha, no problem, this is not a Beis HaMtoyim, this is not a din of a Beis HaMtoyim. What's the chaymer of a Beis HaMtoyim? The davke b'merchet z'chmiru afa p'ishein shamodom mishum shizu amosoi rabbe mehevel hachamim shemishtam shimbo mashenke b'mikveh. So the Mogen Avraham says the criteria is not the arumim, the criteria is the heat that is in the Beis HaMelech. So the people who come into the Beis HaMtoyim, there are also steam is coming out of them and they're hot and this. So Mamele, the base Amtsoi has some heat. It's similar b'mixas to a base HaMelchit. It's similar a little not like a base HaMelchit. So therefore, it's, yeah. Masha'en came b'mikveh. A mikveh it's a cold mikveh. If it's a hot mikveh, then it's something that you have to know how hot it is. But if someone that is not standing there naked, so then there's a besonder reason. You're not allowed to be orim lifnei kisvei hakodesh. Yeah, we should finish all the tefillah. Now we're going to perhaps eat the halachas.